Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast series. I am Tim Parmeter, founder and CEO of Fran Coach and your podcast host. So who are we? Fran Coach? Well, we are a national search firm dedicated to working with individuals who are interested in owning a franchise. We are partnered with over 500 of the top franchisors in the country, spanning nearly 60 industries. Our goal is to help clients find the absolute best franchise for them to own. Our goal of the Franchising 101 podcast series is to help educate people on all aspects of franchise ownership. So, what are we going to talk about today? Well, we're going to talk about this fun thing called exit strategy. So, imagine going into a corporate interview and you're talking about the job, you're trying to win them over to get them to hire you over, you know, the thousands of other applicants. But then you start saying, "Hey, let's talk about my exit strategy. What's that going to look like?" Probably not going to put you in the best position to get that offer. But as a franchise owner, it's something we want to take into consideration. It's also something people aren't used to thinking about. So let's talk about a couple of the ways that we can do this. So we're going to look at, and again, part of our process and some of our other episodes, really talking about the overall of how to find the best fit, what the different things that are going to be important to that, how we make money, what it costs, funding options, the importance or lack thereof of return on investment. Exit strategy is very different because everybody's going to have a little different one. And there's a really good chance it's going to change over time. But there's three eventualities as a franchise owner. You're going to get to a point where you're done. You don't want the business anymore. You've been running it, been successful, made a bunch of money. You can do three things. You can absolutely just walk away, give it back to the franchise at the end of your franchise agreement term. That's number one, and quite frankly, dumb. Please don't do that. But it could happen, right? But still, there's two better options, right? So number two is sell it, and that's the most common thing. You've ran the business, you've made your money, cash out. Right. You've earned the right to be able to do that. That's part of that ownership. That's the return on the investment. It's not so much how much you're making along the way. It's how much you're making along the way and how much you're able to cash out. And then third is the legacy option. Pass it on to your kids, anybody in your family. Let them come in, take over your business, run it, and then build from there. So first option, just being done at the end of your franchise agreement, walking away. Nothing wrong with that. You've had a successful run. You've made all the money along the way, but you're kind of leaving money on the table, right? That's like you've lived in the house and now you want to move, but you know, you're just going to leave it there. Let somebody else just come in and not buy it, not pay rent, just live there. I would hope people aren't really going to do that. Second, sell it. So, pretty obvious concept with that. And again, depending on the industry, you've got different levels of multiples that you're going to be able to ask based on where you are revenue wise. But again, at that point, everything is basically you're kind of playing with house money at that point, and anything that you're going to get for the business is above and beyond everything else that you've had. The other piece of the exit strategy before we talk about the legacy side of things is, before we get to that point, so probably two-thirds, maybe a little bit less, maybe 65-60% or so of franchises are really designed for people to come in and be full-time owners right away. Now the other third, 30% or so, are that kind of semi-absentee model. We've talked about that in other episodes. You're kind of that part-time owner, 10, 12, 15 hours a week, overseeing the business. Right. So think more this kind of other option I want to talk to you about is more if you're full time and you've spent however many years. Let's say you've spent 7 years, you've worked full time, you've built it up, it's running great, and you're like, you know what? I don't feel like I'm not ready to sell it. I'm not ready to pass it on to my kids. Maybe you don't like them at the moment or whatever it is, but you know, that's not something you want to do. But you also don't want to work 40 hours a week again running the business. You now have the opportunity to kind of transition that business from that full-time owner role into more of a semi-absentee. business is up, it's established, it's running, it's humming along, you've got the people in place, start kind of building that kind of little bit of a transition within your team to have somebody that's really going to kind of take over a little bit more of that kind of day-to-day kind of what your owner role was, back yourself off 10, 12, 15 hours a week. That absolutely is possible and very common in the franchising. So it's kind of the precursor to the exit strategy, right? So you're still getting the money from it. You're still building the wealth and the equity in it that you can now sell down the road. So now I want you to take that same mindset and go into the corporate world. You got your new job, you're working there, you got your nice little salary, you're working there for 7 years, and you're like, you know, I'd like to kind of keep my job for the next five, but I don't want to work full time. So now walk into your boss and tell them, hey, look, there, Mr. and Mrs. Boss, I want to keep my job for the next 5 years. I'd like to work maybe about 12 hours a week, but I want you to pay me the exact same salary. How long until security escorts your ass out of the building, right? It's just, that's not happening. You don't have that kind of control from this. Franchise ownership, you do. Back it off into that semi-absentee role, play a lot of golf, go travel, go sit on the couch and watch soap operas. It does not matter. Still keep your pulse on the business because it's still your baby and you want to keep it moving along. Then tap into option number two and be able to sell it, okay? And then third, and frankly, there's a couple cool aspects of franchise ownership with regards to kids. So number one is, again, like we talked about, pass it on, get them involved in the business, help them learn it, kind of again, professionally parent your kid, right? And help them learn that business. And again, maybe that's the person that you're going to pass it on to, back off a little bit, and then eventually completely turn it over to them. Again, go back to that position in the corporate world. You know, hey, I'm the regional vice president of blah, blah, blah. I don't want this job anymore, but I want to legacy it to my kid. I think he'd be great at that VP job. Yeah, I know he's 24, but trust me, he'll be great. Again, there's going to be security escorting you out of the building. That's not happening. It's your business. You're in charge. You can do that. And then the other piece, and this doesn't necessarily kind of fall into exit strategy, but I think it's important to kind of remember and really just realize that it's there. So for a lot of the folks that we work with, they are, and I'm in this mix, in that 45 to kind of 55 year old age bracket. Went to college, got a job, and then got somewhere along the way and went, oh my gosh, this sucks. I'm tired of working for somebody else. I'm tired of working these crazy hours. And then all of a sudden I get let go. And then I work and find another job and same thing happens, right? I want control. So as business owners and as parents, we are basically now teaching our kids there's another way. For folks that are kind of in that age bracket, and again, myself included, our parents, man, did they lie to us, right? Like, oh, go to school, get a degree, go get a job, work there till you retire, get your gold watch and your pension. That's a bunch of crap. That does not happen anymore. It might have worked for our parents, but it's just not the way it is now. But for most of us, and again, like myself, we didn't see that entrepreneurial opportunity. We just saw go to school, get a job, get your gold watch and retire. So now as a business owner and as a parent, our kids get to see, hey, there's nothing wrong with going to college, get a great education, go get a job, work for somebody. But oh my gosh, there is another way about this, that they can look at entrepreneurial avenues, whether they're coming in and taking over our business down the road, or maybe they break out on their own and kind of find their own way in their own ventures. That is incredibly powerful for kids any age, and mine's little, and he still sees and understands that. So yes, that's an exactly exit strategy, but it really kind of falls into that legacy of, again, not only can they take over the business, but how powerful it is that our kids get to see there's another way. We can carve our own path. We can kind of control that destiny of what our success looks like, our lifestyle, our money, all of those different things. So again, kind of looking at those exit strategies, walk away at the end of your term, not highly recommended. Sell it right when you're done, whether you back off a little bit first, again, which is a fantastic and very, very, very common option, but ultimately be able to sell that and really cash out at the end, or involve your kids, somebody in your family, and kind of pass on the family business to somebody. So all three great things, all three really essentially totally different than anything that you're going to do in the corporate world, and really kind of, I think, kind of hidden benefits with this. So that's what that exit strategy looks like. We hope that kind of helps enlighten people a little bit more about franchise ownership, some of the amazing possibilities, and some of the real advantages of franchise ownership. So we thank you for joining us today on the Franchising 101 podcast series. If you would like to learn more about becoming a franchise owner, to see if this is the path and what that best option might be, please reach out to us. You can call direct anytime, 480-501-1354. Find us online, francoach.net. Tons of great resources there, but there's also this little thing called a contact button. Send us a note. Let's get you scheduled. And we're also all over social media. You might have found us on Spotify for this podcast or any number of other places, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, maybe MySpace still. I don't know if we've got one of those, but if you want us to, we'll get it. But reach out to us. We'd love to chat. Again, never, ever any fee for our service. So we encourage you to take that first step today to help create your better tomorrow. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. Please stay safe, and we look forward to connecting soon. Have a great day.